Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
I muted myself again. Okay, I hope everybody can hear me. I was muted again. I thought I unmuted myself. I guess I double-clicked. So, but anyway, we're ready. We're talking and we're grooving. All righty. I had some people text me and said they couldn't hear me, so I'm glad to know that there are people listening. Okay. So we're going to talk about moving to your next. This is what Empowering Your Mind has been talking about and sharing about for the last year and a half, and we are focusing on all of that we have to go through and deal with in life as believers, and I hope everyone had an awesome Easter. I know I did, and I hope that everyone is ready to move forward, because moving towards prosperity and whatever vision that God has given you is going to help you. It's going to grow you, and God has a plan to prosper us. That's scripture, people. In Jeremiah, he talks about that. So we're going to start. We're going to go ahead and get started. I had muted myself. I hope it wasn't too long or that it was off. But the first thing we're going to talk about is, what do you plan to do with the rest of your life? Have you written your dreams down? We've been talking about that for the last couple of months, writing down your vision and making it plain. Whatever God has given you to do, follow through. And don't be afraid of what it is that he's given you. What he assigns you, he will equip you in order to get it done. Next, we're going to talk about, do you know what your next move is? If you've written it down, you're going to follow along, and you're going to get the information that you need in order to grow you, and how you're going to accomplish that dream. So write it down. God has given you instructions. Write it down. That is so, 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 so key. We're in the action mode of moving to your next in your plans. We're in the action mode. Have you written it down? That's your vision, and that's in action mode. You are going to make sure that you can outline, or you're getting on different types of training, like what you're on now, and you're taking your notes, you're moving yourself to what it is that you're going to do. So if you're going to write a book, say, for instance, you're writing a book or you're starting a ministry, anything that is going to require you to have some type of curriculum, an outline. Ministry, you have to have an outline. What type of audience you're going to have. So if you're a women's ministry, are you going to focus only on singles? Are you focusing on couples, marriage? Are you going to focus on just marriage and moving to be married? What's your topic line? So these are things that that are important. Write it down. If you're in a business, same thing. Are you going to have a staff? Are you going to be able to supply your employees with any type of equipment? If you are a carpenter and you have other carpenters that are going to be working with you, will you supply them with the tools? So you have to have an outline. You have to have a plan. You have to have a guideline to the things that you're going to do. If you're writing a book, you have to start with something. You got to have a title, or you have to have a content. What are you writing about? What types of facts are you going to go on? Or is it going to be based on a true story? Or are you just factual as far as are you just writing a story itself? A novel? Is it a comedy? Is it serious? Is it motivational? What kind of an outline is it that you need? So action is going to follow through in writing it down. That's your first step to moving to whatever plan you have for your next. So be excited about that. Even if you're on a job, You're working on a job. What's your strategy? Are you going to just be okay with the position that you're in? If you're looking to move up income-wise, managerial position, you have to have a guideline. Are you going to be taking classes? Are you going to go to school? Are you going to get, finish getting your degree? Are you an at-home parent? You have to allot your time. You have to schedule your time for that. So there's always going to be an outline to your vision or your dream that you have. And if you have not done any of these things, what actions have you taken to follow through? Why is it that you haven't moved to that next? What's your holdback? Or is it fear? You know, as believers, God does not give us the spirit of fear. So why haven't you moved to the next to make whatever it is that your vision or dream is come to pass? What's your action goal? Why haven't you followed through? Then we're going to talk about what are you waiting on if you haven't followed through. What are you waiting on? You know, you got to get moving on that thing. You can't keep putting it off. How long has it been since that vision has been sitting in you, that dream has been sitting in you? How long has it been sitting there, and why has it been sitting there so long? If it's something that you believe God has given you, why are you not moving? Why are you not doing anything? God is going to give you everything, all of the tools, but he expects us to do our part. He expects us to do our part. We have to get the knowledge. We have to be educated on those things, bookkeeping. You have to know experiences, and a lot of times we have to be able to talk to people, skills. I was talking to a young lady today, our English has to be improved. We have to work on how we're going to communicate to individuals that want to move forward. So business-wise, it's critical. It's very important that we have our English intact. So that's very important. So what are you waiting on? What are some things that's holding you back from pursuing the dream or the vision that God has given you? Because whatever he has assigned you, he has already equipped you in moving forward and at least getting started. So get started. Don't sit still trying to accomplish everything that you need to get done before you move, because there's still that growing process. It has to happen. It's one step at a time in anything, whether you're at a job, whether you're starting a ministry, anything. You have to have a starting point. And in order for you to grow or help people, you're going to be able to reflect on that starting point. But if all of you are starting on the same level and no one knows more than the next, then you leading is going to kind of be redundant. It's not going to work. Y'all going to keep chasing yourself. You're going to be running in circles, and eventually it's going to disappear. You've got to grow you. You've got to grow you and be able to move to your next. And the main thing I want you to do is remember that this is your vision. So don't expect others to build it or to see it for you. So if they don't see where you're headed, if they're not doing anything to help you get where you need to go, it's not their vision. God gave that vision or that assignment to you, so it is your responsibility to follow through and to go through the things and the steps that he has given you to make it happen. The word gives us a guideline. Christ is also a great leader of how to be everything. He's a ministry leader. He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He has people in place to do all of these things. He had a staff, so to speak, a group of people whom he called disciples to be able to. He had a bookkeeper. He had tax collectors, so he had somebody do his taxes. He had a murderer. He had all these different types of people who could relate to what it was that he was trying to teach, and that was the minister to grow the kingdom. He had Mary Magdalene, a woman of the evening. She was a prime example of us being changed or delivered. The leper, the one that came back, you know, so we can use Christ always as believers to refer back to, and that is how we move to our next. You're going to always have someone that is going to follow you. Everyone is not going to be appreciative of what you have to offer. Everyone is not going to see what it is you have to offer. And most importantly, you got to remember, everybody is definitely not going to want to fund what you have to offer. So you have to be able to maneuver and work through all of the avenues that you need, and you got to learn those things. You got to learn them. So when those things don't happen, if you're not having the sponsorship or funding that needs to come in, what are some avenues that you're going to use in order to generate that income? Like, I'll use myself, for example. I use my book. I have another home business. I have my speaking engagements. I have even things that I have for my own personal avenues of generating income. So that's something that you will need to do also, grow your skills. I do graphics designing. I do all types of things that I have built up within myself. So I have something to offer in different aspects or areas so that I can generate income for the vision that God has given me. So those gifts that he has within you, utilize those as ways to generate income. He's going to give you the tools that you need, so there will be no excuses of why you haven't done what God has required you to do, because he will equip you. You just got to sit down and pay attention and listen to his voice. Pray, definitely, so that you can hear his voice. You need to get into his word, and you need to be willing to sacrifice you in order to get to what he has for you to do. Because the sole purpose of us being on this earth is for him to get the glory through our lives. Our light has to shine. Our spirit within has to shine bright. So be excited for all of that. This is a way to get your plan to your next. So let's go down the line. What are you doing with the rest of your life? What's your plan? You know, do you know what that is and what areas are you going to move to get that accomplished? Have you written it down? What actions have you taken to follow through? What are you waiting on? Why haven't you started? And to remember that this is your vision, so don't expect others to build it or see it for you. So those of you who are listening in, I appreciate you and I thank you for your taking your time out. I hope that it was helpful. Those of you who will be coming on listening later, I'm excited and thanking you for also listening in and clicking in. I'm Madeline from So Will We're Madeline, where we keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Go on to my business website, SoRealWithMadeline.wix.com/Madeline-Bass. And see all the other things that I have to offer. Or just click on the click here in your description box and see all the things I have to offer. Once again, I'm Madeline Bass. Inbox me if you want to. Email me. It's SoRealWithMadeline@gmail.com. Have a powerful, powerful day, and enjoy your evening.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.